Excited to have on the line with us Dr. Daria Terrell. She's the medical director for clinical programming and health outcomes at St. Bernard Hospital, and she's on the program. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, doctor, how are you doing? First off, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
We were asking people if they've gotten vaccinated. You were sort of 50-50 at this point, and you probably have, as one of those people in the categories of essential frontline type workers. I'm pretty sure that, and plus just, you know, quality control, right, to make sure that everything is good on the vaccine side.
Correct. But on both instances, yes. So I have received both of my vaccines, and I'm happy to say that I'm fully vaccinated without having had any adverse effects. And so I did conduct my own quality control, so to speak, by being vaccinated.
It's great because outside of all of the things that you guys do on the community outreach side, it is important, right, to be able to show, because there is a little bit of distrust. There's just some barriers that you wouldn't hope would be there on people being open for and getting in there and getting the vaccine. I had talked with former CDC director, Dr. Richard Besser, maybe a couple months ago, and he mentioned and just echoed a lot of the things in some of our biggest cities, Chicago being one, and the disparity and just differences related to communities of color, not only on just how they were addressed or maybe the importance placed on them, but just the impact of the pandemic in those. And for St. Bernard, give a little bit of a background of a picture of kind of where it is and then the community in general that you serve.
And so St. Bernard is located in the Englewood community. The hospital has been here for over 120 years. So we serve a community which was historically more of a working, industrialized base. And then the community saw a change in the population. And so we do have a community now that is basically challenged economically, education-wise. Within the last several years, we've had a number of schools that have closed in Englewood. And so there are challenges when it comes to unemployment rates. I think sometimes Englewood gets more attention because of crime statistics, and unfortunately that's all that people identify with. But there are, Englewood is like every other community. There are hardworking people who have the same goals as people in other zip codes. They want good education. They want jobs. They want the best for their families. And then so with that, you have the struggles that and the challenges that COVID-19 brought. In a neighborhood that already had some higher rates of unemployment, so now you add COVID-19 to that.
Yeah.
And also with that, we have a community where we have more patients who were deemed essential workers. So the challenges of trying to stay safe as an essential worker, you may be an essential worker, but you're also living with five or six other family members. So in the beginning, how did you navigate that part?
It's gotta be hard, doctor. And let the listeners know we're talking with Dr. Daria Terrell, medical director for clinical programming and health outcomes at St. Bernard Hospital, and we're talking a little bit about the vaccination. So as many differences that may exist in the community that makes it unique where you and St. Bernard are located, the one thing that we mentioned it that everybody sort of has in common is that vaccines are on their mind. Vaccines are needed. I know you're excited about that rollout with the vaccine. So talk about how you guys are doing that, and who's getting the vaccines and just what's happening so far with it.
So we're very happy to be able to offer the vaccine, and I like to say that was made possible by, concerted efforts all across the hospital, that started from planning so that we could be able to get the freezers so that we could have the Pfizer vaccine, then getting the vaccine, and then kind of getting everyone on board to be able to bring that to the community. We started internally doing community town halls just amongst the staff, to familiarize people with what does vaccinating really mean, trying to deal with some of the concerns of just our staff. And then we did also do a town hall for the community that we serve, trying to get information about the vaccine to the community, specifically trying to deal with people's issues around distrust based on historical precedents, trying to get people true information and trying to help people discern the difference between the medical facts and what they might be reading and hearing from people, you know, through social media, and trying to give people the information that they needed to make informed decisions. And then going into the next step, so we are offering the vaccine here at St. Bernard. We are following the tier system of the city, initially vaccinating those over 65 and healthcare workers. Then we were very honored to have Mayor Lori Lightfoot come here to receive her first vaccine here at St. Bernard Hospital.
Very nice.
And while she was here, she actually, in that press conference, introduced the her program with the intention of trying to be intentional in increasing vaccinations in communities that had higher COVID-19 rates, and that is the Protect Chicago Plus program. And so we are trying to follow that model that the mayor outlined, and the intentions of that program are to specifically make vaccines available in the 10 to 15 communities in the city that had the highest COVID-19 rates as we've been tracking the data. So we're trying to, you know, get the word out here at St. Bernard. We also have a mobile van unit that we've used in the past for a variety of different health initiatives. And in the next couple of weeks, we're planning on using our mobile unit to actually increase our efforts by meeting the community where they are at and using that, you know, in senior centers, partnering with some of our faith and religious communities to just increase our opportunities of helping the community be vaccinated.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work to do, right? You mentioned the Pfizer vaccine and the challenges that go along with just taking that in and being able to administer that is. And so before we let you go, we're definitely going to want to get the website for people to get more information. But just before that, quickly, if, you know, as the Johnson & Johnson, you know, vaccine comes out, it's one, you know, maybe the efficacy is a little bit lower, but it's one shot. And as you kind of share, are they all good, right? In your opinion, are they all good? They should all be, you know, whatever you can get. That's kind of the mantra, is like, get whatever you can and get it in you. And is that something that you'd like to share too, as sort of the manufacturers change?
So yes, I do. I agree with the medical professionals that have been in the forefront of messaging. At this point, whatever vaccine is available to you is the vaccine that you should be taking, because our ultimate goal is to get as many people vaccinated as possible. I have spent an enormous amount of time, you know, reviewing articles, talking to scientists, medical professionals, what have you, just in trying to get as much education, both for myself and so that I could pass that on to patients and other people who ask. And in doing that, I feel very confident that all three of the available vaccines now are safe and effective.
Good to know.
And that's the key thing.
Yep, Dr. Daria Terrell, she is over there at St. Bernard Hospital. We'll have links up for the hospital up at WGNRadio.com. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.